To begin with the kitab, why we prefer doing the wazai from our Hazrat Wala's kitab, Hazrat mentioned to us one time also, is one, we can pick up kitabs and learn wazaif. We can learn wazaif from kitabs, we can hear many bayans and pick up different wazifas, etc. Yes, there's barakat in it, alhamdulillah, and it will benefit us. And one is a wazifa that a person got, for example, father means wasiyat to his son. Better after he passed away, he must do like this, like this, like this. My father gave me this wasiyat. So he values this. My father told me this thing. He taught me these lessons of life. And then he sees and he remembers later, like my father told me, that make sure you don't go to the banks, don't get involved in riba. Temptation was there and he'll give his entire legacy. Father told me also, anytime you have to go to the bank to take riba, put a lock on your shop, work for somebody. It holds weight by him in his heart. My father told me this. But if he read in the kitab, okay, it was there. Or he heard in a bayan, it was there. But the father told him, it holds a different weight. This our spiritual father gave us a wazifa. It holds a different barakat. One, we can pick up the kitab. One is now what our mashayikh or our sheikh teaches us. And he learned from his sheikh. He says, now we're giving you this, the whole silsila of our mashayikh, right to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you have a chain, the whole chain going up. When you're going to read it now, we're right at the bottom. When you're reading it now, emulating the one that taught you, your sheikh, and he's emulating the one that taught him. And he goes up right to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that barakat and that pull, which Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pulls from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because you're doing it with the entire chain, you're pulling the same barakat. Although you can pick it up from the kitab. But I'm giving you this medication. I'm giving you this prescription. My doctor gave it to me. I trust him. Somebody else, you can see online. I'm not sure. Online is not sure. But now, my doctor gave it to me. This is my spiritual guide gave me. My sheikh, ustaz gave me. But the barakat is different also. And they saw the barakat of it already. What they enjoying of these wazaif now, they're giving it to us with muhabbat and love as a gift. Do it and we see the barakat of it. To start the kitab, as I say, the intentions for the day. I will perform my 5-time daily salah with jama'ah in the masjid according to sunnah with concentration, with khushu and khudu. As we wake up in the morning, we make intentions. We make intentions in the morning, this to be learnt. Once I ask the students in class, among the first ahadith that we learnt, and many of us heard the ahadith also, among the first ahadith that we learnt, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. That all a'mal are based upon their intentions. All actions are based upon their intentions. And a person will get what he intends from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I asked him, how do you make a'mal upon this hadith? That all actions are based upon their intentions. How will you make a'mal upon it? We know the translation and we know the Arabic also. How will you put this into a'mal, into action? Nobody had an answer. And I said, this we learned from our sheikh also. All your a'mal for the day, make the intention in the beginning of the day. Now all the a'mal, Allah says, you made the intention at the day, now the a'mal will get it. Whatever you intended for, I'll give it to you, because you made the intention. The Hazrat says, we wake up in the morning, make all the intentions, and a very concise and comprehensive intention. Ya Allah, give me tawfiq to do all those a'mal in the day that will please you. Ya Allah, give me the strength to refrain from all those sins that will displease you. You compassed everything. And now you put a stamp on it. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power, there is no strength to do good, to refrain from evil, except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Permission of Allah. Allah says, he said it, he put a stamp, done. Your work is done. Jitni niyate utnihi Allah ki madade. The amount of niyas and intentions you make accordingly will be the help of Allah. You made the intentions for the day, Allah ta'ala dispatches a malaika, I go and help him. He made the niyat. And the hadith says, make the intentions, your amal will be judged accordingly to your intentions. So now you made the intention beginning of the day, I will do all his amal, I will refrain from that, Allah says done. Now I'm going to help him. He wants to go towards the wrong avenue, the malaika will block him. The whole discussion, ihfaz Allah, ihfazka. How Allah Ta'ala will protect you from guna and sin, whether via the malaika, via insan, via animals, Allah will protect you. If you do something haram, Allah Ta'ala will block you somehow or the other because you made the niyyah. And you took the name of Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Doesn't mean now, brothers, you're going to wake up in the morning, sit on the bed half an hour. And now make intention. As you're moving, in your motions in the morning, you go into the bathroom, wuzu, it's all in the heart. You're making the intentions. And finally now, when you are in the bathroom and toilet, etc., then you say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And how quickly your dunya work will get done. Ya Allah, I want to make it for salah wa jama'at in the masjid, zuhur, asr and maghrib. Asr is early. I want to make it. So much of work I have. You made the intention. Before you know it, ya Allah, the work got done. One brother, I told him the same thing also. And that same day I saw him in the masjid for asr namaz reading Quran. He said, how you made it today? He said, Mufti sahab, zuhur time when I went for namaz at the company or the office, I had so much work for the afternoon, I said, I'm not going to make it for asr. But within an hour or two, the work got done, I can't understand how. Now I'm in the masjid reading Quran Sharif, I can't understand. I said, you made the intention. You took the name of Allah, so it will happen. I will complete all my ma'amulat and zikr for the day. I will abstain from all sins, major and minor, especially the sin of evil glances, pride, love of this world, and being unmindful of the hereafter. I will abstain from causing inconvenience and harm to anybody. Allah, I am very weak. Assist me to fulfill all my intentions. Then you say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then intentions of life or intentions for life. My object of life is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prepare for the hereafter. This, as you say, whatever we are doing here, is for the masturat and the ladies also. I'm doing everything for the pleasure of Allah and then my family. Not only the family, for the children, they must be happy. That one must be happy. I'm doing for Allah. Feeding my family for the sake of Allah. Making their khidmat for the sake of Allah. Gain a connection and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are intentions for life. Be safe from Jahannam. Gain entry into Jannat al-Firdaus. To attain the rank of the highest level of Siddiqiyat. The door of Siddiqiyat is open. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The door of Nubuwwat is closed, but the door for Siddiq, the person to have the pure heart and the pure iman, this is called Siddiqiyat. Even though not deserving of it, Allah, I help me to fulfill my objectives of life. Here the Hazrat says, how many of us have sat down with our family and asked them, what's the objective of your life? Ask them. Sometimes now we're sitting, making mashwara. Our children, sometimes daughters also, must finish matric, must go to school. So sit down and ask them, what's the intention of our life right? As a father, if I go in the qabr and my daughter has to leave the house for something which is not farz, I'm not going to get hiding in the qabr for this. What's the intention of our life, right? Which way are we? Our sons, our daughters, our children, our wives also. Am I ready to go to the qabr and answer for it right now as a husband? The wife also, which way she's taking the family? Is she prepared now to answer in the court of Allah? I made this decision, whether right or wrong, but this was now the norm. So we went with the norm. Was that the intention of life? Right? To sit down with the family. Hazrat says, how many of us sat down with the wife? What's your intention of life? And ask yourself, what's the intention of my life? Did we make our intention as a husband and wife? Then thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that Allah has given us iman. Allah made us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has seen to our sustenance. Allah has concealed our sins. Allah has given us a beautiful sharia. Allah has given us health. Allah has linked us to the mashayikh wa the haqq. Make dua for Islam and for all the branches of deen. These are the basic intention the person makes in the morning. We'll do this now for 1 week. Open the kitab and you'll see by the second week we know it already. As you walking in the morning, going to the masjid, leaving the masjid, the knees are flowing. Now I'm renewing my intention every day. Just for this morning, we'll do the first wazifa, we'll explain it, and then we'll continue tomorrow, inshallah. Which we did yesterday also. Protection from all types of evil. So the three quls we will recite, Surah Al-Ikhlas, just when something comes to mind also, when it comes to ikhlas also. Hazrat mentioned that a person before doing any amal, one is to correct the intention, and then he will say the three times Surah Al-Ikhlas also. The three times Surah Al-Ikhlas, Allah will grant you ikhlas. Because قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ Ahad, Ya Allah, I'm doing this only for you. You are independent, you don't need my amal, O my Allah. But I'm doing it for my own benefit, Ya Allah, you give me the full benefit. So read 3 times Suratul Ikhlas. So we have the 3 quls, and the translation is there also, Suratul Ikhlas, Suratul Falaq, and Suratul Nas. Here, Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatul Ali says, that when it comes to reading these 3 times after Fajr, we read Surah Al-Ikhlas 3 times, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Nas 3 times each after Fajr and after Maghrib. After Zuhr, after Asr, after Isha, we read it also. Ayatul Kursi we read. Three Quls, Tasbih, Fatimi. What's the reward for this? He says, Takfika min kulli shay. These three Quls will suffice you for everything. Whatever your needs are, whatever your work is, etc. These three Quls are so powerful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice you for all your work. Takfika min kulli shar. It will suffice you from every type of evil. Whatever, maybe jadu, somebody's nazar upon you, whatever it may be. The three quls Allah Ta'ala gave it for that. Ma'awadatain. For any jadu, sihar. Read it with ikhlas and read it with a conviction. It will work. Allah Ta'ala gave this Quran Sharif. Takfika min kulli wird. It will suffice you for every type of wazifa. I didn't have time to finish my ma'amulat. Barakat of three quls, inshallah, it will suffice me for all my other wazaif. So, these are the benefits of the three quls. When he comes to the next one, we'll do it quickly. Protection of the worries of both worlds. Recite seven times. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illa hu. Ali tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Hasbi Allah. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is sufficient for me. If I have Allah on my side, Allah is sufficient. I don't need anything else. Is none worthy of worship besides Allah. Upon him do I trust, and he is the sustainer of the mighty throne. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites the following dua seven times in the morning and evening, Allah will suffice with him with regard to all his worries of both the worlds. Kafahu Allahu ma ahammahu min amr dunya wal akhirah. Kafahu Allahu ma ahammahu min amr dunya wal akhirah, or min alham wal gham. Here Hazrat says that the benefit of hasbi Allah, kafahu Allahu ma ahammahu. Allah will suffice him for whatever causes him grief. Ma ahammahu. Mulari Qari rahmatullahi says, what is ham? Ham is huwa al-ghammu alladhi yudhibu al-insan. Huwa al-ghammu alladhi yudhibu al-insan. Ham refers to that type of worry, that type of tension and stress. Hazrat mentioned to us a few days ago also. He said, what do you see? People say in Urdu, stress mat lena. Stress mat lena. What are you stressing about? He says, yes, you don't want stress, read the wazifa. There's no stress for you. He says, what is this hum? Allah Ta'ala will suffice you for that hum. Hum refers to that grief, stress, tension that melts insan, finishes him. Head is not working, body is paining, doesn't know which way to think, like there's no light end of the tunnel. Ya Allah, which way I want to go with this? Whether a marital problem, whether my children's problem, whether my health problem. I'm going now to this specialist, that specialist, this counselor, that counselor, psychologist, psychiatrist. I can't see the end of this thing. Ya Allah. This is just melting me. Just not coming right. Just not coming right. By the barakat of this wazifa, Allah will take care of that type of stress you have that is melting you right now. But read your conviction. Allah is sufficient for me. Hasbi Allah. Allah is sufficient for me. And Allah is saying, La ilaha illahu. That there is no one worthy of worship besides Allah. Alayhi tawakkaltu. And how this dua also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he read this dua. Alayhi tawakkaltu. Taqdeem and ta'akhir. Usually we say tawakkaltu alayhi. I put my trust upon him. He is alayhi tawakkaltu. I only trust Allah. And nobody else. I don't trust myself also. Not even the doctor, specialist, this one. No. Alayhi tawakkaltu, I place my trust only upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and just to understand who Allah is, who Rabbul Arshil Azim. He is the one who owns the great throne. The throne belongs to him. And upon this point, Hazrat mentioned, what is the great throne? Majari al-Qadha. From there, all decisions are coming down. In the great throne of Allah, decisions are coming down. So I'm connecting myself now to that, not to the local court or somewhere, or to some local psychiatrist or psychologist. Now I'm direct contact with the Rabb of the Arshi Azim. Ya Allah, from you the first time has come. This thing is finishing my life. My spirituality also. Ya Allah, you suffice me. Person continues reading it after Fajr and after Maghrib. Hazrat says, once you have the Rabb of the Arshi Azim on your side, what figure you got now? He said, now you can sleep peacefully. Allah, take over. Like how he says now, you got that one contact, you phoned him in the Home Affairs. He says, I organized. Tell the family you can relax, don't worry. No standing in the line, he'll just give us a call, he's got to walk in. And how you see it also, like a boss, got a contact there. Last time I'm giving you the contact. You're not saying it. Seven times say it. And then you see, subhanAllah, what a contact you have now. Rabbi Arshi Azim, the Arab of the grand throne. I contacted him and he said, Hasbi Allah, that I'm sufficient for you. I'll do your work for you. Little bit sabr, little bit patience, it'll happen sooner or later. When you continue, you be persistent. You be persistent, you don't stop. How Allah will open the doors, when it will happen, how it will happen. We are taught the wazifa, we read it, Allah Ta'ala will take. Everything will be turbulent around us. Everything will be turbulent around us, but Allah will give you sukoon. You will say, how are you handling everything? Everything is like upside down, your life is upside down. You don't know what's happening, health is good, but you got sukoon. You're sleeping nicely also. Subhanallah, I remember the time we went for Hazrat Wala for Hajj also. And we're waiting for the bus on Eid al-Hijjah. About 20 or 25 of us in one room. And three of us were sleeping in the kitchen at Hazrat Wala. So Ali had sleep also. So that morning, myself and another Haji Sahib, he said, we'll go outside, wait for the bus. So we're sitting on the pavement outside. Found on the one big box. We flattened it and we sat there in the haram waiting for the bus. Waited. And Ali Sahib was so tired, he fell asleep. He fell asleep and around him, people were jumping over his legs, jumping over his head, because we were sitting right on the pavement. But he was out for the count. I think about 2 hours we waited. And after he woke up with a big smile, what a sleep I had. I said, if you only knew what was happening around you. He said, I heard nothing. I heard nothing. I said, what a sleep he had. Subhanallah. Everything was turbulent around him. But Allah forgive me, sweet sleep. All of that. Only the person who can have a beautiful room, everything. But he can't sleep. Tossing and turning. Put in the aircon. Put it in 20. Put it in 23. Put it in 18. Just not right. Not getting the right temperature. Doesn't know whether he got fever. Whether the aircon is not working. What's the problem? We don't know. Just can't get the sleep. Hazrat says, I'll be giving sleeping tablets. That too is not working. Hadisa, sweet sleep, he was out for the count. So to the barakat of the wazifa, Hazrat says, everything might look turbulent around you, but Allah will set sukoon. I got sukoon in my life. All this will happen. No problem. Allah will take care of it. But alhamdulillah, I'm carrying on with my life. Got my salah, my Quran, my zikr, alhamdulillah. All that is carrying on. The barakat of these wazaif, Allah Ta'ala give us a fate in amal, inshallah. We will have another 11 minutes for Ishraq. We can read our Yasin, inshallah. We can read our Ishraq. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك